Residents are advised to avoid eating any fish caught in the Farmington River downstream of Rainbow Dam in Windsor. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the months-long ban remains in place following two high-profile discharges of PFAS at Bradley Airport.
About 25,000 gallons of firefighting solution containing per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances were used last week when a World War II-era plane crashed at Bradley and caught fire. Seven people died in the crash. In a release issued Monday, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says some of that firefighting foam then got into storm drains at Bradley, working its way south into Rainbow Brook, a tributary of the Farmington River. PFAS is a family of chemicals associated with immune system problems and cancer. Ray Fregon is an assistant director at DEEP's Remediation Division. He says at this point, his agency isn't aware of any impacts to the Farmington, but
there may be small pockets of foam that could reach the Farmington. That is entirely possible, especially given that we have substantial rains in the forecast for the remainder of this week.
Meanwhile, the results of tests following another unrelated PFAS spill were announced last week. In June, PFAS foam accidentally spilled out of a private hangar at Bradley, making its way into the sanitary sewer, and in that case, into the Farmington River. DEEP announced last week those tests showed elevated levels of PFAS chemicals in fish taken from the Farmington River in Windsor. Fregon says it's likely that ban on eating fish will remain in place at a minimum for the remainder of the year. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.